Ronan Keating, hi, it's so good to see you. Welcome to,
Good
I
to see you
suppose,
guys.
a little mini smile breakfast studio. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thank you so much. Very excited about coming on down to South Africa. Finally.
We're
Can't
excited to
wait.
see you, especially excited
Yeah,
to have you
can't
in
wait.
Cape Town. We know how much you love the city.
I do, I do. We were lucky enough to be there last March. We did the Gary and I did the charity event last year with Citadel. And we are coming back again this year to do the same. But I'm managing to squeeze a few gigs in along the way, so to be able to play Kirstenbosch Gardens again, it's been I think 20 years since I played Kirstenbosch, so it's a long time, and I'm really excited about coming back.
You say it the way the locals do, that's kind of cool. But before we get to your gig, you are
Yeah.
also a morning radio show host, which is kind of
Yeah.
neat. So what's the best part of being on the radio every morning, early in the morning?
Well, I think you guys will appreciate this, and this might go over, some people's heads, but it's the privilege to broadcast. And I know that sounds a bit fancy, but I didn't realize what a privilege it is to be, to do it until I did it. I've been on radio for 30 years. I've been doing interviews and so on. But when you actually have a show that has your name over the door, and you get to talk about the things you want to talk about. You get to play the music. It really is a privilege. I enjoy it. I enjoy it every morning. I hate the hours. I hate getting up early in the morning. I hate all of that. But I really do love being on radio and just talking. I mean, it is amazing dealing with whatever's going on in the entertainment industry at that time, and playing some great music.
So for me, my alarm goes off at 4 a.m. and the first thing I do before I've even jumped in the shower is have a strong cup of coffee. How do you get out of bed in the morning?
Well, yeah, I put one leg in front of the other. That's it. That's as good as it gets for me. I still struggle with it. I check myself, make sure I haven't got a headache or I haven't had too much wine the night before. And then I go, okay, I can do this again. And yeah, I get myself going. 5 a.m. my day starts. And so I'm a little bit after you. It's funny how you have a rhythm. I mean, I have a little routine. It takes me 15 minutes. I'm like a ninja. I get out of bed. It's shower, clothes, coffee, car, and I am gone. I'm on my way into the radio. With like 15 minutes, I've got it down to. It is fast.
I've got to say, you mentioned you hope you didn't have too much wine the night before. You're coming to the best place, right? Do you have a favorite South
Tell me
African
about
wine?
it. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, there's loads. I mean, there's so many. I'll definitely be taking a trip up to the vineyards. I'm hitting the ground running. I've got some charity work to do. Then I've got the gigs over the weekend. We've got the obviously Kirstenbosch on the Friday. I've got the Citadel charity gig with Gary Player on the Saturday. And on Sunday, then I'm off to Pretoria for the gig. And then Monday I'm back. And then I plan on, spending some time in Cape Town, heading up to the vineyards, spending some time on the beach, being with the family, checking out your amazing restaurants, just being in Cape Town as well. It's such a cool town. I would love to get the family up to the top of the mountain as well. That's something we haven't done.
So, just the man himself, you have got quite an impressive resume yourself. I mean, successful solo singer, X Factor judge, radio presenter, as we've heard, philanthropist. But there's something else you've done as well. You could add animation voiceover to that resume, can't you?
I never got really popular in the house with the little ones until I was the voice of one of the Paw Patrol characters on the last movie that just came out. And yeah, that was quite a little that was an eye opener for me. Cooper all of a sudden realized, whoa, Dad, this is cool, after everything I've done. Yeah, that was pretty special.
So you mentioned that you have on your bucket list to go up Table Mountain. You said you want to go and visit the Winelands. I know you're coming to perform
Yeah.
on your birthday, the 3rd of March, this coming
I
Friday.
know, right?
How cool is
I
that?
know.
I think I might need to organize you a cake from a very special
Okay.
place. We
Oh,
have,
wow.
I don't know how much
Yeah.
Afrikaans you speak, Ronan.
None.
None.
Sorry.
Okay. Also, I might need to teach you a word. It's an Afrikaans word,
Okay.
and the word is tase nywerheid.
Taste the neverate.
Tase
Ooh,
nywerheid, and
not
that is
bad.
like the best cake
Oh,
that you can get.
lekker.
Lekker,
I know
yeah.
that
It's
word.
a lekker
Lekker.
cake from an
Lekker cake.
auntie, and she's made it herself, and it's the best cake that you can get. Homemade, delicious. So I might need to organize you a
Okay.
proper Suid-Afrikaanse
Ooh.
I am in. I'm in.
tase
Absolutely. You'll have to fight my wife. My wife bakes all the cakes for all of us every year. But the
Ooh.
fact that we'll be in Cape Town, she will definitely forgive you. So that's all right.
Oh.
You can. I'm up for that.
Okay, challenge accepted.
Google says you are going to be 46 on Friday. So
Yeah.
that means next year you'll be the 47th Ronin. What do you think of Keanu Reeves?
That's the first time I've heard that. I like that. Love Keanu Reeves. I mean, He's a legend. I mean, yeah. I mean, who doesn't love Keanu Reeves? He's just one of those guys, isn't he? Everyone loves him.
You haven't performed for us here in South Africa in a good long while, to the public in any
Yeah.
case. So what's the big thing that you're looking forward to the most?
Well, I've got all this music that I've released over the years that I've never had a chance to come and perform in Cape Town, but also all of the Boyzone songs. So when I did come down, I didn't perform Boyzone, and Boyzone never came down and performed in Cape Town. So I've got this big catalog of Boyzone songs that I'm going to add to the set list. So it's a mix of my solo stuff and Boyzone on the night with my band. I've been touring it for the last year here in the UK. From June last year, I toured it, and it's a 2-hour set, and it's the most enjoyable set I've ever put out there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I think you'll all enjoy it.
Well, and what's your view on old boy bands who still have the word boy in their name?
It's a little bit awkward, isn't it? As I turn 46, the boy maybe eventually will turn to a man. Who knows? I don't know. But man zone is kind of creepy, isn't
Boys to Men did it right. They were kind of covering all the
Yeah,
bases.
they were. They ticking boxes.
So, Ronan, you're Irish, but you support Man United and Celtic FC, which is a Scottish team. Why don't you support an Irish team?
Well, I do. I mean, my nephew plays for Cork City, which is an Irish team. So we keep an eye, and we're shouting for Cork City because he's playing there. But it's a funny thing. This, I guess, the Premiership in Ireland, and when you're Irish, all eyes are on the Premiership in the UK, and the big teams, and they are pretty much all around the world. People look towards the Premiership. So Man United is my team. That's where, my son Jack and I, we've always supported Man United. But when it comes to the Scottish Premier League, yeah, we just I guess we just we choose sides. It's Rangers or Celtic, and yeah, well, I'm a Celtic supporter. I don't know why. Why are you
Oh,
asking
we're going
these
to
difficult
quote you on
questions?
that. I'm a Celtic supporter because we just so happen to have a South African team called Bloemfontein Celtic. I don't know if you know about
Oh
them.
yeah.
Yeah, Blim
Well,
Celtic.
I've been in
So.
Bloemfontein. I did a gig in Bloemfontein about 15 years ago. I remember it.
Okay, well, maybe we should
Yeah.
take away one of your wine day afternoons and abduct you and take you to Blim, and you can show the Blim Celtic
I would
boys a bit of
love
love.
that.
Producer Phil is from Blim, so I see he's smiling very
There
broadly
you
right
go.
now.
There you go.
You know, you're mentioning earlier some of the philanthropic work that you do and that you're going to do some more while you're here. And I know that you've spent quite a bit of time fundraising with Citadel, with Gary Player. A
Yeah.
little bit more about that? Is that something quite close to your heart?
Yeah, so well, you're very important to me. Now, Gary and I became friends through the game of golf. I don't know, 15 years ago maybe. It's an honor to know him, to call him a friend. He's like a father figure to me and to my family. He's been incredibly supportive, and always he's just a legend. I mean, I know he's a South African legend, but he's a global legend. So an honor for me to call him a friend and to work alongside him, with Citadel on this event that we've done for the last 5 years, has been amazing. I mean, it's just a privilege. It's a pinch myself moment. And to raise money for the two charities that we choose, the Red Cross Hospital, War Memorial Hospital, the Children's Oncology Ward in Cape Town, and the Blair Athol Primary School, to raise funds for those two incredibly worthy charities is a privilege. And it would not happen without Citadel, Andrew Moller, all of the team. They work so hard to make this happen, and Gary and I are incredibly grateful that it is happening again, fifth year, where we've raised over 5 million rand now for the charities, and it's very special.
Actually, I had a chat with Professor Alan Davidson of the Oncology Ward of the Red Cross Children's Hospital a little bit earlier, and he can't stop raving about you enough.
Oh, the whole team over there are brilliant. I've been able to pop by every time that I've come down. I've popped into the hospital to see everybody and to say hello, and just it is one of the hardest things to do as a father, to stand there, and I have five children, and to see parents there with their children, it breaks my heart. It kills me. It absolutely destroys me. And every time I do it, I go, I can't do this again, because I come out with tears in my eyes and feeling, but then that the work that we're doing and the money that we're raising is doing a really important job.
Well, thank you so much, Ronan. South Africa really does appreciate the amazing work that you do here. Just quickly before you go, you mentioned that you're a father of five. What are some of the subtle signs that you know you're a parent?
You haven't slept a night. from the time the first one was born. Oh, my Lord. It's so true.
Thank you for your
time.
Enjoy
so
Cape Town when you're here.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. God bless.
See you
Friday.
See you soon.